The European Union says Ethiopia has refused to allow independence of its observation mission and has blocked it from importing communication systems that its team may need. The bloc has supported Ethiopia's National Electoral Board with over 20 million euros to prepare the elections. It says the equipment is vital, especially for security of the mission when traversing through harsh environments. The Ethiopian government is yet to comment on the decision by the EU. Some citizens say Ethiopia is a sovereign state and deserves the right to give restrictions to foreign missions, while others feel that failure of the European Union to be an observer will dent the credibility of the elections. In 2015, the African Union was the only international mission permitted to observe Ethiopia's parliamentary elections. I'm Colette Wanjohi in Addis Ababa.